Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend. Welcome to Angels Among Us, the podcast where we share real stories of angelic encounters. Each episode, you'll hear firsthand accounts of divine protection, guidance, and miraculous interventions that remind us we're never truly alone. Whether through a whisper of comfort, an unseen hand of protection, or an unmistakable presence, angels are closer than we think. Join us as we explore these powerful experiences of angels, both seen and unseen. Episode of Angels Among Us. As you can see, Michaela looks a little different. Just kidding. This is my good friend Eddie Garza. He and I work together. We're UPS drivers. We're pretty much the best UPS drivers in the Tri-Cities.
Absolutely, yes.
No question.
Yeah.
And our trucks are next to each other, so we get to see each other every morning and talk. And a couple weeks ago, I showed up and Eddie looked at me and he said, hey, he says, do you believe in signs, like spiritual signs? And I looked at him and kind of grinned and he goes, yeah, of course. Of course you do.
That was like a dumb question for me.
That's when he kind of realized, oh, yeah, the podcast, you know, like, yeah. So then he went on to kind of tell me his story a little bit. And I was like, Eddie, you got to come tell the story on the podcast. And, it's been awesome I've been a driver for 5 years now. So that's when we kind of really started to get to know each other and become friends and,
got to know each other more.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. And we're pretty similar with, our work ethic and, you know, the way that we go about things. And, I know Eddie's been through some stuff in his life and, it's been, you know, as friends, we just try as best we can to be a shoulder for somebody when they need it, or, you know, to give somebody a hug or let them know that we love them. And, more recently, especially Eddie kind of went through a pretty difficult time.
Right. I lost my mom just recently on July 1st of this year.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's something that you'll get into and talk about a little bit.
Yeah.
But go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit, give just a little backstory. And
I'm Eddie Garza. I've been with UPS for 19 years now. And since he became a driver, we're neighbors. So we kind of got, you know, became closer and closer. And we talk a lot when we get there in the morning.
I have to remind you, no F-bombs, okay?
Yeah. I'm a different person when I'm out of work. I'm completely different. More quiet, more kicked back, more relaxed when I'm not at work. But, for a backstory, kind of lead up to what happened just recently, couple weekends ago. When my wife was alive, she got pregnant with, you know, our son, our youngest son. And then she had breast cancer during her pregnancy. So she had to do chemotherapy while she was pregnant. And she had to do radiation treatment. So Ethan had to have been born 4 weeks early so she can do radiation treatment. sadly, my wife, his mom had passed away when he was only 15 months old. So the only kind of mother figure he really had was my mom and his sister. His sister at the time was only 14 years old. So she was kind of thrusted into motherhood instantly because of what had happened. As the years gone by, obviously my oldest son helped me out with my youngest, and Alisa, my daughter, helped me out a lot with her brother Ethan, and that kind of led up to where my mom, his grandmother, took over as a mother figure for him, but not knowing that, I didn't realize that was he. I didn't realize he was looking up to my mom as his mother. Did not realize that. So during the grieving process, when his mom passed, you know, his podcast hits it on the head, Angels Among Us. I was a part-time UPS employee, didn't have much money, so to speak. So when my wife passed, I didn't have the money for the service, funeral service. So UPS, they gathered around, and I remember going into the office with management, and they kept on saying to me, Eddie, tell us what you need. Keep us updated. What's going on? And so I tried to keep them updated with everything from the services that I had to do to plan my wife's, you know, burial, and the banks denying me money and whatnot. And then when they pulled me into the office, management handed me over a manila envelope. And they said, we don't know how much this is, but we hope we can help you with what you're going through. And went to the bank, and there was over $7,000 that the UPS helped me with all of this.
Other drivers. Even part-time employees.
Correct. Part-time employees, airplane pilots, they all... I did not know what was going on. I didn't know about this until about a year later, you know, who was behind this. And that was actually Jesse.
Oh, really?
Jesse did the whole thing. He just rallied everybody, and they all, you know, it was a complete surprise to me what they did for me. I was bawling, I was crying, everything. And I was able to, obviously, you know, get the services complete for my wife at that time. And then the bank called me, Apple. Her name was Ricky. I remember this very specific. She called me. She goes, we want to support you through your holidays. We want you as the Christmas family. And I said, yeah. And I pulled over my UPS truck, and I was, again, just bawling. And they got my kids Christmas presents, paid my utility bills, gift cards, you know, for groceries and everything, what I was going through. And it was these things that is like, to me at the time, I didn't know what was going on in my life, but I was getting help from a lot of people, you know, like I said, the banks. And
from the living angels around you.
Exactly, exactly. So we got through that hard part in our life, and now I have this 15-month-old son that I got to raise almost basically by myself. You know, but my kids helped me raise my son. So up to, I guess up to now, you know, they've all done very well. You know, Ethan has a 3.5 in high school, and he's in boxing, and now he's in driving school.
He must have got that from his mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So he's gone through, you know, he's doing very well. My daughter graduated from WSU, and she's got her BA. So they're all done very well. And my mom stepped in and started taking my son and my granddaughter to school. And she got very attached to Marilyn and Ethan, and vice versa. They got very attached to my mom, and my mom would pick him up every Monday. And she goes, she would call me with me. Oh, can I have Ethan and Marilyn for the weekend or for Monday? I go, absolutely. Well, yeah, they love spending time with you. So she'd pick him up and spend all day with them and stuff. And then gradually my mom started getting sick. And she lost her baby 3 years ago, Frankie, which is my brother. And after he passed, her health just started deteriorating, like fast, so to speak. She ended up getting kidney cancer and, you know, other issues. She had a high anxiety, so she had some, you know, health issues. So then when she got sicker and sicker, she, you know, slowly obviously passed away July 1st of this year. And Ethan and Marilyn kind of took it really hard because I did not realize he had told me, he goes, "Dad, that's the only mom I've ever known." And I didn't realize that. I just thought it was his grandma. So I got the phone call when my mom passed, and I asked him, "Do you want to go see your grandma one more last time?" He goes, "Yes, Dad." I said, "Okay." So we went over there and said our final goodbyes. So about two weekends ago, we saw a commercial on TV that Roy Jones Jr. was going to come in and have a promotion in Toppenish, Washington for a boxing match, or matches. And we've seen this commercial a few times, and we missed the event to go see Roy Jones and his boxing matches, tournaments on in Toppenish. And Ethan goes, "Dad, let's go to this one." That's all right. Let's go. So we got the tickets. We went.
And Ethan had recently gotten into boxing.
Yes.
It's something you'd mentioned before that it's something that he's been doing.
He's very passionate about his boxing. And I told him that it just runs in the family. I've had uncles and cousins all in boxing. And my uncle Pancho, which is actually my mom's brother, turned pro for about six fights. So he was very stoked that a lot of the family members were into boxing. Even me growing up younger, I was never a boxer, but I was always like behind the scenes and promoting and doing whatever I can to help out with the events, local events. And so I kind of just told him, it's not blood. It's just a part of our DNA that boxing is what we do. So he's very passionate about his boxing and he loves it. So we went to Toppenish, I said, about a couple of weekends ago. And it was the first time I've ever been there.
It's a casino.
Yeah. Right?
It's a big casino. They have events.
Right.
Every weekend.
Yeah. And I've never been to this Legends Casino. Never been to Legends Casino. And it was my first time. And so I had told Ethan, when I get off work Friday, I want to come home, get ready, change, and we want to be on the road by 5 o'clock. Never been there. I'm not one of those type of person that I like to get there because I don't know where I'm going. So I want to get there somewhat early. So I remember that morning, Friday morning, I woke up at 4 a.m., getting ready to go to work. I worked all day, got home, changed, showered, and we left at 5 o'clock, exactly how I planned it, right? Get to Toppenish at 6.
Yeah, you don't want to get this guy off his schedule.
Yeah. And so get to Toppenish at 6, and we walk into the hotel, and I ask security, "I've never been here before. Where's this boxing event?" And they told me where to go, and got there. And
Can I interrupt really quick?
Absolutely.
I just want the viewers to know you had never been to Legends before.
Right.
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 You mentioned that.
Yes.
But you had told me before that your mom, it was like one of her entertainment.
Yes. Right?
She would go and gamble a little bit, and it's...
So my mom wasn't a drinker. My mom wasn't a smoker. Her entertainment was gambling. She just enjoyed gambling. And Toppenish, the Legends Casino, was one of the places that her and her husband, my stepdad Dale, would always go to Legends. And just, you know, gamble or, you know, have fun. That was my mom's entertainment.
So Can I ask you really quick?
Yeah.
Going there, was it something that you thought about? Like, oh, I'm kind of excited to go there. This is a place that my mom enjoyed.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because it was both the boxing. Well, again, right. It was part of our family, what we do. And then going there to Legends, where my mom and my stepdad always had their entertainment. You know, there was their weekend getaway or what have you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when we got there, we went to the where the event was being held, a boxing event. And again, I didn't know what I was doing. So again, I asked security, hey, where's this event? They escorted me and my son to our seats. And so then we got seated about 6:20. And I noticed other people are coming in, and there's the facility that was starting, the event was getting filled up. And I noticed people were having these little schedules, the fighters coming out, with their names on it. And it's like, okay, I didn't get one, but that's okay. We'll just kind of watch the fights as they come along. So, you know, I think they held about 6 to 8 fights that night. And, you know, they were slowly coming out. We're watching them. And my son and I, Ethan and myself, we were having fun. The last fight were two women. But behind us, there was a bunch of people behind us. And when these two women came out, one was from Canada. And
the we don't like her.
And then the one was from a local. I think she was from the Yakima area. And when the local, the Yakima lady boxer came out, the people behind her were just cheering, yelling, chanting her name. And they were yelling, Mari. And they were just going, Mari, Mari. And my son looked at me. He goes, Dad, that's mom. That's grandma's name. It's like, yeah, that is grandma's name. And then when she got into the ring, they had introduced the boxer from Canada and her name. And then they introduced the local boxer, her name. And her name was Maricela, which that's my mom's name, Maricela. And I looked at Ethan, and Ethan looked at me. He's like, that's grandma's name. Yeah, that's grandma's name. And again, the people behind us, they were just chanting, Mari, Mari, Mari. And they were just loud. But, I mean, it did give me chills because it was like, wow, that is my mom's name. You know, sadly, she didn't win the fight. She lost the fight. So
we didn't have to say that part.
she lost the fight. But, you know, the fight got over. And then we left the facility. And Ethan goes, Dad, can we wait here for Roy Jones Jr. to come out? And I go, sure. Now, mind you, I've been up at 4 o'clock in the morning this day, and it's already 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm tired. I haven't eaten. I'm exhausted, and I still got an hour drive to go back home. And for whatever reason, we talked about this, and you hit it on the head. He goes, it was completely out of character out of me to wait. I'm not an impatient person. When the event's over, I want to go home. I'm done. I don't want to wait. I want to beat the crowd and beat the traffic and all that kind of stuff. For whatever reason, I was calm. I just told my son, okay, we'll wait. So we waited about maybe 15 minutes outside. No, he didn't come out yet. And so security come up and goes, hey, we need to clear out the lobby. You know, you guys kind of go home and whatnot. So we probably backed up another maybe 15, 20 feet away from where we're originally standing. And probably wait another 15 more minutes. Again, that's out of character. I mean, I want to go home. I'm exhausted. I've been up at 4 in the morning. I just want to go home.
I'm kind of laughing because it's totally out of character. Like, it's Eddie. Yeah. If after the show, let's get home.
Yeah.
After work, let's get home.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Even at work, when PCM is over, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Before they even say, get out of here. He's gone.
He's gone. Yes. And so slowly by little, these boxers were leaving the event. And I was kind of pointing at Ethan, hey, look at this boxer. That's the one that won. And that's the one that got knocked out. And we were just kind of going back and forth. And then here comes Roy Jones Jr. comes out. He goes, Dad, he's right there. And so Roy Jones Jr. walks to the place where we were standing originally. anything looks at me. He goes, Dad, we were just standing there, Dad. I go, I know, but security told us to, you know, back up and kind of go home. And so he was talking to some other people there. And so then I started walking towards him because he was walking my direction and I was walking towards his direction. And I go, Mr. Jones, can I get a picture with you and my son? And the man didn't hesitate. He put his arm around his my son's shoulder and hugged him and put a fist, a boxing fist up. And my son, I don't know if you can see this, has the same cross right here, the one from my mom's funeral service. And there's a picture of my son with Roy Jones Jr. and my son's holding this cross like this, something like this, hoping to get a picture with him. And he got the picture, and my son was so excited and stoked that he got this picture with Roy Jones Jr. As we were walking away, he looks at me and goes, Dad, is that grandma's early birthday present for me? And I say, probably, because we're in her casino that she would have her entertainment. They were chanting Mari, which is my mom's nickname, so to speak, that my family calls her. And the boxer was Maricela. And we didn't have a schedule. We didn't know who was coming on. We didn't have any names of these fighters that were going to fight that night. And so Ethan told me, he goes, Dad, I was hoping, I was telling Grandma, please, I want a picture with Roy Jones Jr. I want a picture with them. And so he ended up getting it. I got the picture. And he ended up bragging to his friends about it and his brothers and his siblings. And it's just one of those things that it was priceless because we talked about it. That's out of character for me. I don't want to, when an event's over, I just want to go home. I was very calm. I wasn't aggravated. I wasn't in a hurry. It was just weird because I was at peace and he got what he wanted. And it was just a priceless moment that is something I won't ever forget. And something he won't ever forget, you know, to be angels among us, just to be there with everybody. Yeah, it was just different. It was very different. You know, I've seen it, angels among us, the people that worked to help me when my wife passed away. And then now with the different signs of seeing my mom here and there, it's been different. It's been different since she's been gone. But there's a lot of signs I've been seeing.
And she's still here.
She's still here, yes. And you hit it right on. There's angels everywhere. And for sure, there was angels there, you know, to make my son's a little, maybe early birthday present come true.
Yeah, I want to point out, so there's a lot of things that you said that kind of lined up, right? That was just pointed to your mom, right, throughout that. And not only, you know, boxing, it's part of your family, mm-hmm, legends and the name, but as far as I understand, you felt a little bit different. And Ethan, your son, he admitted that he was kind of talking to his grandma throughout the night.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Asking her to help maybe get a picture with Roy Jones Jr. or something. And that, to me, is... And I've talked about it before. When you feel these things, when you feel your loved ones close,
right,
you could go tell somebody else and they might think, oh, Eddie, you're just crazy. Like you're just wanting to feel certain things,
right,
or remember your mom or whatever. But for you and for Ethan, like you said, he'll remember it forever. He will remember the way that he felt that day. His grandma was close. Right.
Yes. And then, you know, what's odd, not odd, but what he told me when he put his cross on, he goes, Dad, I put some of grandma's ashes on the cross. I looked at him like, well, why? He goes, because I want grandma close to me. I want her to be always with me. Okay. So he really misses his grandma. And that was my mom. Like, again, I didn't realize my mom made that much of an impression on him, where he looked at her as his mother.
Well, it's kind of something that probably just naturally happened.
Right.
Right. And you said that when he said that after she passed, that's the first time you really thought about it.
Yes.
Like that. But naturally, and with the Mexican community and stuff, family is super important.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ethan had people around him to help kind of fill that role, you know, that he was missing in his life, but nobody filled it more
than my mom.
Than your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, it just naturally happened. And, that's, so she's not just his grandma.
No.
You know, it's a little bit more special.
Yeah. So, his birthday was Thursday, the 14th of, August. And we went out to dinner and whatnot. And he goes, Dad, I goes, can we go take, flowers to grandma and my mom? We go, yeah. And this is probably about 8 o'clock in the evening after dinner. And so we went and he put flowers to his grandma and we took one for his mother. And that's what he wanted to do on his birthday. I said, yes, let's go. So yeah, he was very attached to my mom, his grandma and stuff. But it's just, I see a lot of signs that my mom's been gone now. And I don't know if I told you this one. I think I might have told you, but there was a, on her plaque where she's at, it has her name, obviously, and the day she passed and the day she was born. But there's a quote that says, "There's no crying in baseball," and that quote is from the movie
League of Their Own.
So we had made the arrangements and the plaque and all this information on a Thursday. Saturday morning, my routine is I drink my coffee, watch the news, channel surf to see what's on, what kind of movie's on. And I saw the League of Their Own. It's like, there's no way, right? And so I click on the League of Their Own, and that quote was coming up within about a minute or so. So I get my phone, I start recording it, and sure enough, Tom Hanks is saying, there's no crying in baseball, right? And like, as I'm saying to myself, there's no way that this is happening, right? So I took a small video clip, 30-second video clip, 40-second video clip, sent it to my aunt, which is my mom's sister, sent it to my stepdad. And I go, is this a sign? And they both responded, yes, that's your grandma watching over us. Yes, that's your grandma watching over us. And so I took another picture of the TV with the guide that says League of Their Own. That way they don't think I just put in a movie, like, you know, like a DVD or whatever.
Right.
It actually was on the TV. And yeah, they both responded. He's like, yeah, your grandma's watching over us right now. And it's like, it was, again, another sign, another angels among us. It's like, there's no way.
A little wink from your mom.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it was like, so I was like, yeah, I see a lot of signs out there. I call them signs, but angels. There's a lot of angels out there.
Signs. Yep. Connections.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of a lot of what we do is I just want people to know that we're not alone.
Right. Right.
Life is really hard. And I can't imagine what you went through 15 years ago,
yeah.
You know, when losing your wife. Mm-hmm. And it's.
And like I said, all the angels. Co-workers.
Yeah.
Airplane pilots.
Yeah.
They all helped me in the time I was in need.
Yeah. Putting their arm around you.
Yeah.
You know, figuratively, not always giving you a hug, but just it's so nice to know that we have people that care about us.
Right.
And I mean, you always know that you have people that care about you and love you. But when we actually go through those things and somebody maybe that you haven't even talked to maybe ever, or it's been years, they reach out and say, hey, I love you. I'm sorry. You know,
right.
Like those are the things that really mean a lot. So if you have somebody out there that you know might be going through something and you might think, well, they don't want to hear from me. No, they want to hear from you.
Right.
And they want you to reach out and give them a hug and let them know that, hey man, I don't know everything you're going through, but I'm here for you. And That means a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, I've been through, you know, the loss of my kid's mother, and just recently with my mom, and, you know, a few years ago, my brother. So, just a simple, I remember years ago when my wife passed at that time, I can't remember what, there was an employee came up to me, he goes, I have no words. I got a hug. You want a hug from me? Absolutely. And that's all it was. It was that simple, you know. And but he was honest with me. He goes, there's just nothing I can say that's going to, you know, stop the grieving, stop the hurting, stop the pain, but I can give you a hug. And that's exactly what he did. And I took it because I needed it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, angels are everywhere, everywhere. So it was just interesting how a couple of weekends ago, it was interesting just with, you know, all the different signs and everything going on. And again, I sent all that information to my stepdad, and he goes, yep, your grandma was there. Your grandma was there. So it was, priceless on my son's face, priceless, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll never forget?
No, he'll never forget. Absolutely not. And stuff. Maybe I can show you some pictures. I think I saw you.
Showed me. I'll post some on when we put the video up and stuff. One thing I didn't tell you in the beginning is we always end with basically two questions.
Okay.
One question is advice. If you could give anybody advice, anybody that's maybe going through a hard time and they feel like they're alone or nobody around them understands what they're going through. I think that happens a lot in life. Like we're going through something and we just put our walls up and we're like, nobody knows, nobody understands, but everybody understands difficulties and trials, right? So we need to just let people in. I guess that's my little bit of advice is let people try to help take care of you. But if you have anything or somebody that's recently lost a loved one and they don't know if their spirit is still around or if their loved ones are still their loved ones or, you know, cause that can be really hard. What would you have to say?
I think it's easier to reach out to a friend than to a relative. I personally have spoken to not just you, but other coworkers at work, the stuff that I've gone through, and that's helped me. I think it's easier to, talk to a friend and it is a relative because your relatives have a different perspective of you. And your friends are just that, your friends. They're open-minded. That's what I've done and that's what's helped me. In my life, what I've gone through and the losses I've gone through is I've reached out more to my friends than I have to my own family because it's easier for me to do that.
Yeah, I think, when you know somebody on a different level, like you're talking, you know, your family knows you a little bit differently than we do.
Right.
And maybe your family kind of thinks the same way that you do. And so it's nice to have, to be able to hear from.
Also, for me, it's kind of therapeutic. I mean, when I talk to my friends and just kind of let out whatever's on my chest or my mind, I'm done, you know, because you guys have a different perspective of me compared to my family. You know, family, you know, I'm a role model for my household or, you know, dad's not that way, you know, but no, I am that way. It will break me. And I've spoken with, you know, not just you, but with Jesse and Robert, you know, even management at work. So that's what's helped me. Just reach out to a friend or, you know, if you got a close relative, but... Friends for me have helped me a lot.
Okay, one more question.
Okay.
We end every episode with a truth. Okay. We give our guests an opportunity to share something that they know to be true.
To this day, family comes to me for help. And I've always been able to help them out, whether it's my son lost his... My brother lost his oldest son. I paid for the funeral services. I believe that I guess I was put on here to help family, whether it's finances, whether it's anything that they need, they lean on me. I really believe that because family, relatives, brothers, my dad, they all come to me for something, you know, and I believe my mom, my wife, God made me the strong one with the family to carry all that weight on my shoulders. And hopefully I haven't disappointed, you know, hopefully I have not disappointed. So I really believe that they all made my shoulders strong to carry whatever weight my family needs help in. Yeah.
To be an angel.
Yeah. For the family. Yeah. For the family. Yes. I really believe I carry that weight to help out my family for whatever reason they're going through and to make me that much stronger. Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah. I really do.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. I really do. Yeah.
Get people thinking.
Yeah. And, yeah. I really do believe that.
You know, to be able to come to that understanding, to realize that maybe this is one of the reasons why I am where I am, why God made me the way that I am.
Right.
And that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah, 100%. I agree with what you just said.
And we all need somebody like that in our life. No matter how strong we are at times, right? Where other people, like you said, come to you all the time. There's still times in your life where you need somebody.
Right.
Also.
Yes, I agree. That's where I lean on you guys. That's where I lean on my friends. I do. I've always been that way. I don't have that answer, but I've always been that way. I just lean on my friends when I need to air out something, whatever is going on.
Yeah, we can't get through this life alone.
I agree.
It's hard.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
And laughing helps.
Yep.
Even when you're really going through it, if you can find a way to laugh every now and then, that helps.
Yes.
And I think, you know, in your case, losing loved ones, I think they want to be able to look down on us laughing and enjoying life.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm thankful for you. I'm grateful to be able to go to work every day, and first thing I see is a middle finger in my face. But to me, that means, hey, I love you.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
And yeah, so.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm grateful that we get to help lift each other up every now
and then. You know, actually, I'm very grateful for meeting you. I thought you were cocky when I first met you.
You're not the first person to say that.
I did. I thought you were so cocky when I first met you. I did. Yeah. You know, and I don't know what broke the ice between you and I, but.
Probably a couple F-bombs.
Probably.
From you.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But, when I first met you, I was like, man, this guy's cocky.
That's, yeah.
You know, now.
So do you still feel that way?
No, not at all. No, now I got to know you. No, not at all.
That's good. Well, and that's another little lesson, too. A lot of times we think certain things about people, and I won't tell you what I thought about you.
you got a chance, hey, now.
I'm just kidding. No, but, you know, a lot of times I find myself doing this all the time. I think certain things about somebody, mm-hmm. and then they prove me wrong, and I'm keep telling myself, man, you gotta quit judging people. Not that you were judging me, but.
I was judging you. You're cocky. Yeah. No, but yeah, I really thought you were. And it's like, after, again, I don't know what broke the ice between you and I, but whatever it did, I'm glad it broke.
Me too.
You know, because you are definitely one of those good friends of mine in my corner. So.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
I appreciate that. All right, well, reach out to somebody, tell them you love them. And we'll let y'all go.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.
Just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.